Listening Library presents A Week in the Woods by Andrew Clements. Read for you by Ron Livingston. Chapter 1. Preparations. Mr. Maxwell looked at the long checklist, and then looked at the calendar, and then he shook his head. It was February 13th, and he was sitting at his desk in his classroom at 6:45 on a Friday morning, and a question formed in his mind. Why on earth do I do this year after year? He quickly pushed that thought out of his head and turned back to the checklist. It had become a tradition at Hardy Elementary School, bright and early on the Monday morning of the third week in April, the whole fifth grade piled into three buses and went off for a week in the woods. And that's what the program was called, A Week in the Woods. It was nature studies, and it was environmental science, and it was campfires and creative writing and storytelling and woodcraft. It was always the last big event for the fifth graders before they went on to the middle school. It was always fun, always memorable, and the person who always made it happen was Mr. Maxwell, the fifth grade science teacher. The kids looked forward to a week in the woods. They all loved it. The fifth grade teachers also looked forward to a week in the woods. But not all of them loved it. Not even most of them. In fact, there was a rumor that if Mr. Maxwell ever moved or retired, the program might change. It might become a day in the woods. And at this year's early planning meeting, Mrs. Leghorn had been heard muttering, "This is Whitson, New Hampshire, for Pete's sake. Every week is a week in the woods." Mrs. Leghorn was the fifth grade math teacher, and if she got her way, the program would become an hour in the woods without me. But Mr. Maxwell had originated the program. And